Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I want to start the lesson by saying hello to all of our friends in Nepal who are watching the broadcast. You're in our prayers. And we know that an earthquake is not something that is fantastic to have to deal with. And we're just praying for you and for your family. And we know that God will deliver you from this dilemma. So my best to all of you. Well, I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Are you confused about anything in your life? If I told you there's a way to never be confused again, would you want to know about it? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says this: our God is not a God of confusion. God is neither confused nor confusing. When you get to know God and His Word, you'll have clarity. In the Bible, God tells you the way to go. He makes your path straight, if you will listen to Him. Well, in today's lesson, you're going to learn the kind of life God wants for you. God wants you to move from confusion to clarity to confidence. God wants you to live an obedient life. That's the title of this lesson. God wants you to live an obedient life. In omniscience, God knows all the knowable. And God is fully aware that His creatures won't live a sinless life. We learned that in our last lesson. So you may ask, well, what kind of life does God want me to live? Well, that's a great question. Does God want you to be perfect? Does God expect you to strive to please Him? If you've been exposed to religion, your answer has to be, yes, God expects all of those things from me. But the Bible paints a very different picture. God wants you to live an obedient life. Psalm 103, verse 12 says this: as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions, our personal sins, from us. So it's not the sin problem. God knows you won't live a sinless life. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross to separate the sinner from the sin. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says this: the Lord Jesus Christ Himself bore our sins in His own body on the cross so that we might die to the power of sin, and so that we might live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed. Does God want you to be perfect? If He does, you're in big trouble. Here's what Paul has to say in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. And remember, this is years into his ministry of writing the New Testament. He says, what I am doing, I don't understand, for I am not practicing what I'd like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. Can you relate? I can. We're not perfect, and we know we're not perfect, but God doesn't expect us to be perfect. Does God expect you to strive to please Him? No. Psalm 46, verse 10 says this: cease striving and know that I am God. Cease striving and know that I am God. So no, God does not expect us to strive to please Him. Yet if you've been exposed to religion, you've been taught to strive to please God because He's really disappointed with you, and if you don't strive to please Him, it's going to be horrible. Why is that? Why is it that religion promotes this? Because if you look at the base of every religion, religion is a strategy of Satan, the enemy of God, and it is designed to encourage you to engage in fruitless effort, the fruitless effort of striving to please God, and when you're unsuccessful at pleasing Him, it encourages you to give up, to just become indifferent or antagonistic to God, rather than encouraging you to reject the liar who tempted you to strive in the first place. Religion works. Most people who have been involved in a religion are on the spiritual sidelines. Instead of blaming the religion for not delivering on its promises, people hop from religion to religion only to find the same depth of falseness. And finally, instead of quitting on the religion, they quit on God. Religion is beautifully deceptive. The best lies, of course, are always 99% true. And religion is such a lie. Religion looks so much like the truth that the lie is almost imperceptible. Have you ever seen counterfeit money? It's amazingly deceptive. You can't always tell counterfeit money from real money because counterfeit money looks so much like real money that it's very difficult to tell the difference. Well, have you been a victim of the deception called religion? I have for many, many years, and it works like a charm. Well, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. It's a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with someone who loves you unconditionally and has made perfect provision for a great relationship between you and Him. Well, what kind of life does God want us to live? God wants you to live an obedient life. He wants you to obey His requests from your own free will. God is not a tyrant. He doesn't lord His authority over you while simultaneously robbing you of the right of self-determination. He doesn't force you to do anything. God is gracious. God is merciful. God is comforting. God is loving. God is fair. And God gives us guidance through His inerrant word, the Bible. So what sort of people does God want us to be? What kind of life does God want us to live? The answer is easy. God wants us to live an obedient life. So let's investigate the wisdom of being obedient to God and His Word. Living an obedient life means trusting God. The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is sovereign means nothing in your life and nothing in this universe happens without His knowledge or without His permission. The Lord knows what works and what doesn't. So by asking you to trust Him, the Lord is asking you to make the choice to be in a relationship with Him and to do exactly what He requests of your free will. God is the only perfect parent, and He knows perfectly what works perfectly for you, His imperfect child. Now, there are thousands of commands in the Bible, and every command is a request from the Lord to your free will. It is not an order. God tells us in His Word what to do and what not to do. You decide. Now, there are positive commands that say this is what works, like John chapter 14, verse 1. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God the Father. Believe also in me, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a request to your free will. There are negative commands that say this is what does not work. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 is a command to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, do not be bound together, that is, married to unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness, which is believers, and lawlessness, which is unbelievers? Or what fellowship has light, believers in Christ, with darkness, unbelievers? Well, if we trust God, we trust what He tells us to do. And nothing that we do that is contrary to God's will or God's word will result in a success. That's not confusing, is it? Living an obedient life means trusting the truth of God and the truth of God's Word. Now, all the commands of God are simply requests directed to your free will. He says to you, here's what works, here's what does not work. What would you like to do? Now, when you trust that God knows what He's talking about, and He does, because He is omniscient. He knows all the knowable. And once you realize that God's Word is a navigation device for your life, obedience to God and His Word eliminates all confusion. Living an obedient life means living a life free from worry. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this, be anxious for nothing. Stop worrying about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Obedience begins when we voluntarily adhere to God's requests. And this obedience extends into every aspect of our lives, even in the workplace. A friend of mine explained his first encounter with his boss. My friend said, the boss told me, you need to think like me. You need to know my mind so that you will produce the job the way I want you to. It's my name at the bottom of your check. My friend said that it was a comforting lesson. If he followed the instruction, he knew he would never have to worry about having a job. Here's what God would say to us about obedience. He would say, you need to think like me. You need to know my mind. And when you know my mind, you'll know me. And when you know me, you'll love me and you'll do things exactly the way I want you to. Because as your creator, it's my signature at the bottom of your life. So obey your God and don't worry. Now, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. So if you like the short ones, you'll probably like the long ones as well. So please join us. And always remember, just give God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.